This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to an Earth Day edition of Washtenaw United. I'm David Fair, and today is indeed Earth Day. You know, it's said that it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it takes a healthy Earth to sustain the global village. Like so many of the good works that take place in our communities, much of that work gets accomplished in the realm of sustainability and environmental health from the work of volunteers. And that's going to be our focus today, albeit from a smaller and a more local sample size. I'm joined today by Jason Frenzel, who serves as the Volunteer and Stewardship Coordinator for the Huron River Watershed Council. And Jason, welcome back and thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And the other voice you'll hear this morning is Amanda Reel. Amanda is the Community Impact and Volunteer Center Manager for our partner in this weekly feature, the United Way of Washtenaw County. And thank you for the time, Amanda.
Thanks so much, David.
Well, let's start with one question that I want to ask each of you. And Jason, how important are volunteers to the mission of the Huron River Watershed Council?
Critical. Absolutely critical. We have somewhere between 500 and 600 volunteers work with us every year. A lot of the work we do is all at one big pulse of time, so it's really hard to have staffing,
right,
staff up for that sort of thing. But also, it's really hard for a lot of nonprofits to accomplish their mission without involving the citizenry, right? We need to change the paradigm that's out there that's created the problem in one way or another. And so at the Watershed Council, we conduct citizen science, a well-known term for getting people involved in local or international science by going out there in the water and testing bugs and water chemistry and flow. It's super fun. And then they go on and help educate the community and to learn about how we do things, but then also to shift how we're all as a society interacting with the environment.
And Amanda, same question. How important are volunteers to the mission of the United Way and your partner organizations?
Yeah, I always like to point out that the tagline of United Way is give, advocate, and volunteer, because a lot of people have a tendency to focus on that dollar amount part, but volunteers are imperative to helping, as Jason said, helping nonprofits achieve their missions. We know that money, of course, is a way to influence change, but people actually going out and engaging with their community is so important. And additionally, it helps them learn about their community that they live in, meet other people that are working on these issues, learn more about the issues specifically. And it really goes a long way to building this interconnected community that we all really want, I think.
So, Jason, you've pointed out how many people actually work in service of the mission of the Huron River Watershed Council. How different might our local environment be without the work of that number of people?
Yeah, it's
it's hard to quantify, I understand.
Yeah, exactly. Because you can talk about dollars and cents, as Amanda was bringing up. We're looking at, you know, somewhere between a couple and a few FTEs, full-time equivalents, so,
right,
you know, a few thousand hours. And we can quantify that into dollars that we would have to spend to hire somebody, but it's really, really hard to track and to understand what that impact has on the people. And then their networks of individuals. So we can, you know, take a social media example. We can,
right,
the Watershed Council can post some things. People follow it. People might show up for us. But when we have a couple volunteers who are really avid or are new to us, when they post something that's very similar, all of a sudden we're reaching an entirely different audience. And so having that connection to and through the community is critical and debatably non-replaceable.
I think you used the right word, connection. That's really what it comes down to. Amanda, the United Way is touching segments of the community that extend beyond the physical environment. You have a portal that connects organizations in need with volunteers willing and interested in doing work, a portal utilized by more than 200 area organizations. In 2018 alone, it resulted in nearly 17,000 volunteer hours committed. How does that all work with the portal and that connection?
Yeah, our Volunteer Center portal is at volunteerwashtenaw.org, and it is a thing we built to have kind of a hyper-local focus on volunteerism. And so if an individual wants to get involved in something, it makes it very easy to go to the website and search by their interest area, search by their age, search if they have a group, and that way they can really drill down to what's available that speaks to their passions. Because that's something about volunteerism, you know, we know kind of the basic the opportunities that exist, but the thing about that I really believe about volunteerism is it should be something that you are passionate about. Yes, you're helping an organization achieve its mission, but there should also be something intrinsic at play when you go and engage at an organization. And so find something that you love to do, and that's kind of how we built it, so that you can really drill down to what you like.
And Jason, I know that you use that portal from the Huron River Watershed Council does. Have you detected that those who come to you through that program have the passion that Amanda's talking about?
Oh, absolutely. And it's really important to utilize those tools like the United Way has so that we can connect with the right people. We want to bring people on that know what they're getting into so that they're excited and passionate about that thing. Most of the folks that come to us are obviously want to make a big difference in the environment. But we have people who show up who also want to be interested in like learning new social networks, who are new to town or need to get some job skills building, things of that nature. And so we can place those on the portal as a portion of the recruitment information so that we get the right people showing up at our door who are, you know, going to fulfill the whatever the job tasks are so that it's a good fit.
Washtenaw United continues on 89.1 WEMU. We are marking Earth Day with a conversation about the importance of volunteerism to creating a more sustainable future with Jason Frenzel of the Huron River Watershed Council and Amanda Reel of the United Way of Washtenaw County. And I just want to shift focus just a little bit. There's volunteerism as a concept, and it's one I think we all value, but there's also the experience of being a volunteer. And that's more personal. Jason, you're now paid for the work you do with the council, but throughout your life you've served as a volunteer, worn many hats. What have those experiences meant to you?
It's all about how you want to grow your own person, your individual interests, or your career, those sort of things. I say to my interns, we bring on 20 to 30 summer interns at the Watershed Council every summer. I say to the interns, the more you put into something, the more you're going to get out. So you can come and work with us for half the summer, the whole summer, but the more time you spend, the more you're going to learn, obviously, but the more deep knowledge you get out of, you know, about your community, about the things that you're interested in. Said the same thing when I sat on a couple city commissions. They're like, you'd start to learn how the system works and your network grows bigger and therefore you grow as an individual and you can be better and help more people do good things.
When those people come to work with you at the Watershed Council, has anyone at the end of their service come to you and said, you know, this made a difference. It has changed me in a way. Have you heard that story?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, of course, people rarely sort of pipe up about that, but on rare occasion, we'll hear those really amazing stories. I got a letter one time from a father whose son was in his late teens, mm-hmm. and they had come and volunteered with us a small handful of times while the son was throughout his teenage years. And the father wrote to me and said, I just wanted to let you know, my son's off to college now, but volunteering with you guys was the most bonding experience that as a father I had with my son.
Got goosebumps.
I know. I had to hold back some tears when I was showing it to my boss. It was just amazing. That's the best example I have, but we get those.
Well, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, exactly. We get those sort of stories definitely on a regular basis.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Jason Frenzel and Amanda Reel about the impacts of volunteerism as we mark the 2019 edition of Earth Day. Amanda, you now coordinate volunteers, and have you had anyone approach you after you've connected with them and shared a story of transformational experience?
Yeah, we recruit a large number of volunteers for our tax program. And so we have volunteers that we train to do people's taxes for free during tax time.
The VITA program.
Yeah, the VITA program. And we had a gentleman join us for a couple of years in a row. He really nerded out about taxes. He got really into the details and the weeds because there's so much to learn. It's a remarkable amount of stuff you can really learn about. And he actually joined us. He was working in corporate world and he has taken a break from the corporate world and has joined us as the AmeriCorps member at our organization, helping to run the tax program for this year. And so that to me was a big, he recognized, hey, there's this opportunity I have. I did this. I loved working for this program. I'm going to take a break from my current work and do this to help other people every day. And so I think something like that is a big leap to leave a job that you have and try something new. And so we're so excited to have him.
A move with a guaranteed return in the tax programming, right? Well, Amanda, for those interested in learning about their volunteer opportunities locally, where should they look?
Our volunteer center is located at volunteerwashtenaw.org. So that you can visit that anytime. And we are also able, you can contact us by phone or email, and we're also happy to give you some customized suggestions of things you would like.
And Jason, as we mark Earth Day, how can willing members of the community volunteer to better the health and the sustainability of the Huron River and its watershed?
Well, obviously go to the United Way's Volunteer Center, and the Watershed Council's at hrwc.org.
And I assume for those who are unable to donate time and effort, you'll both accept a check?
Indeed.
Absolutely.
That's kind of what I thought. It all works in concert together and makes a difference in the community. So thanks to both of you for the time and the information today. Much appreciated.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.
That is Jason Frenzel, who serves as the Volunteer and Stewardship Coordinator for the Huron River Watershed Council, and Amanda Reel, Community Impact and Volunteer Center Manager for our partner in this weekly feature, the United Way of Washtenaw County. Join us next Monday for another edition of Washtenaw United, and do visit the Washtenaw United Archive. Visit WEMU.org. Happy Earth Day, everyone. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.